All right. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast for shortandsweetreviews.com. We are missing Mitch again this week, but we have myself, Linda, and Brian. If you'd like to say hello.
Hello.
And Tron.
Yo, what's going on, guys?
All right. I know we've been out a couple weeks. I do apologize for that. It's been real hectic with everyone's schedules. You guys know how this time of year can get, especially with school starting back and everything. And,
Tell me about it.
And that goes all the way from, of course, you got your elementary all the way up to college age, because I've been doing my stuff with getting ready to go back to college and all that kind of crap. But any, or not crap, go to school, stay in school. College is good for you.
Yes, it is.
Anyway, so first we're going to start off, like we normally do, with what everyone's been playing. So we'll start with you, Tron. What have you been playing in the last, like, 3 weeks?
Wow, I have been playing what is the best game on a Nintendo 3DS. And, Brian, I'm not sure if you've played this game yet, but I've been playing Kid Icarus.
Oh, man, Uprising. I want it.
You haven't played it yet?
I haven't played it yet. That's on my buy list.
Oh, my gosh. This game is... It really is easily the best game on a 3DS. From a presentation standpoint, from a... just a content standpoint, like, there's so much to do in a game. You have this weapon system where you can fuse different weapons together and make new weapons. You have a looting system. I mean, it's... you can adjust the difficulty. It's just so much going on in a game. It's packed with...
John, we're losing you some.
Content. Literally amazing. It's just... oh, you are? Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're breaking up a lot.
Can you hear me? I'm here. Yeah,
we got you.
But it really is an amazing game, and from the games that I've played, easily the best game on a 3DS. I thought Resident Evil Revelations was, but this outdoes Revelations, so I love it.
Well, cool beans. So, Brian, how about you? What have you been playing aside from the Minecraft sounds I hear in the background?
Oh, can you hear Minecraft sounds in the background?
You're opening doors and stuff, and...
huh. Not sure why that's coming through, but I've been obviously Minecraft. I've been playing some League of Legends, and I've actually kind of started playing a little bit of Diablo again, just to kind of get back into the swing of it, because they're coming out with a new patch. So kind of figure I might need to dust my wizard off a little bit.
Yeah, I never actually ever got into Diablo. I mean, I heard it was really good, and I just never, I don't know, it's one of the ones where I never really got into it, and I guess I don't know, I was just playing other stuff at the time or whatever, and I don't know. But
I used to lose days on it back in high school.
That's how I was. I guess I was doing, I was playing a lot of Phantasy Star PSO back in high school. That was my big game that I played a while with. And that was really the only MMO I could ever really get into.
Ah, so. Yeah. Diablo 2 came out when I was in probably 10th grade, and I used to come home from school, play it as soon as I walked in the door, and sometimes I wouldn't get off until it was time to go back to school. So, when Diablo 3 came out, I was actually a little disappointed in it, but now that they're starting to do some patches and do some updates and change the legendaries and do this and do that, I'm kind of wanting to get back into it again.
Cool beans.
So, I got a question for you guys. And it's just because I don't play PC as well, pretty much not that much at all. So when you hear these different terminologies that you guys use, like patches, is that pretty much just like updating the game? Like they just, mm-hmm. like new content for the game?
Depends. Depends on what company it is. Blizzard, a lot of times they'll do like class changes where they change certain aspects. They kind of tweak different characters.
Okay.
You know, sometimes you'll get an update patch like with They just came out with a update patch for World of Tanks. It added a bunch of tanks and kind of balanced some stuff. You know, it's the internet age. They'll patch it till it works right, or patch it till the community quits fussing about it. So,
yeah. And sometimes there are ongoing things where they're adding to the game, like how Minecraft does. And I know Terraria used to do the same thing until the developers just felt like they couldn't really do much else with it. And they're like, yeah, they felt like the game was complete. And so they stopped doing patches and updates and things like that. So, you know, the patches can either be adding new stuff to the game, or they could be fixing bugs. I mean, it's just, there's a lot of different things it could be.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah.
And yeah, I just wanted to get that out there, because maybe there's someone's, I know this is the internet age and there's a lot of PC gamers, but maybe there's someone who's strictly just console and don't know a lot of the terminology and stuff, like me, and, you know.
So. Yeah, it's kind of like updates on Xbox Live, you know. Yeah. Sometimes they add stuff. Usually with Xbox Live, you end up having to pay for it, for the good stuff, though.
Yeah.
That sucks. So what have you been playing, Linda? I'm guessing Linda's been playing Minecraft, if I had to guess.
I've been playing, actually, I just got onto my Razer account, or not Razer, Raptor account, thank you. My Raptor account to check out exactly what I've been playing, because, I mean, it's been over the last few weeks. I'm trying to remember exactly what I was playing. Let's see. So, that's right. So, yeah, Minecraft. I'm playing, I think I have over 100 hours logged on Minecraft with Raptor.
And, that's amazing.
Yeah, and that's just over probably the last month. I haven't been with Raptor for very long. Let's see, I played some League of Legends. I've been trying to learn. I'm a huge noob at League. Yeah, Brian's laughing. He was one of the people I played with last night. Let's see, I've just started Assassin's Creed Brotherhood.
Okay.
I've been playing that on PC, which is a little weird for me, because I played the other two on Xbox. So I'm trying to get used to using, and normally it's no problem using PC controls, you know, like using keyboard, mouse, whatever. But Assassin's Creed has weird controls in general. And so trying to learn that on Xbox was difficult enough for me. And now trying to learn it on PC, it's a little frustrating.
So you have, on the PC you're using now, you're using a mouse and, like, mouse and click type?
Yeah, mouse and keyboard, yeah.
Mouse and keyboard. So,
yeah.
Like, is that one of those games that it doesn't support... PC controller?
I didn't see anything for it, because I have a wired 360 controller that I use specifically for games. I don't feel like playing with the mouse and keyboard. But I didn't see anything saying, do you want to use this or the controller? I didn't see an option for that. But I also didn't plug in the controller either to see if it would recognize it. So it might, it may not, I don't know. let's see. I played some Fable, The Lost Chapters, for my YouTube channel, because I was running out of footage, and I actually need to play some more, because I only really played enough for two episodes. Let's see, I played some Left 4 Dead 2, because the Coldstream map is finally out of beta, so they finished it, and it's really fun. It's a lot of fun. It's a fairly long map. I don't think, the friend I played it with, I don't think we died. I know I recorded it and put it on my YouTube, I don't think we died and had to start over at any point. And it took us, I think, about 40 minutes to get through it, possibly. Maybe a little longer. So, it's a nice-sized map, but it's a lot of fun. It has some new challenges that you don't see in the other maps. Because, like, it's called Coldstream, there is, not just a stream, but it's, like, they're, like, rapids. And if you're not careful, the rapids can, like, sweep you away and push you off an edge and all this kind of good stuff. But moving on, I played some Binding of Isaac, because I play that every now and then. That's my pickup game. If I have some time to kill, I'll pick up Binding of Isaac and I'll play through a little bit. And I'm getting a little better, I think. I've gotten all the way to the level before the final boss, which is pretty cool.
But, nice. I just want to say I'm sad. I went to start a Raptor account, and my Steam ID is so old that it won't recognize it.
Aww.
Because I created my Steam when it actually, when you had to use your email address as your name, and so it's like, what's this?
aside from all that, I think I played a little bit of Blacklight Retribution too, which is free on Steam if anyone wants to play it. I mean, it's just another normal first-person shooter kind of deal.
Yeah.
It's all co-op stuff. It's interesting. It's free to play. But you can, of course, buy stuff in there. You know, it's kind of like any other free-to-play stuff. It's free-to-play, but you can buy stuff to get extra perks and all that kind of good stuff.
Nice.
So, anyway, is that about it for everyone? Anyone have anything else they want to add? Any new games they've been playing or whatever? Or
no, new Super Mario Brothers 2 comes out Sunday, I believe. So, I am on the last boss right now of Kid Icarus. So I should be able to finish that up and get ready to start New Super Mario Brothers 2 this weekend. So I'm looking forward to that. But that's about it.
All right, so there's another game I need to add to my list.
Yep, that is it. You need to get on it, man.
I've got the first one. I've seen a lot about the second one. I'm kind of looking forward to that, too. I hate being broke right now.
Trust me, I hear you. Especially whenever I'm... It's even worse when you have money that's coming to you, but you have to wait until you get it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's not fun either. I got until, I think, the 10th of September. But anyway, so let's go ahead and move on to news then. What is, Tron, I know you've been dying to share with us your Nintendo news.
Well, just Nintendo news. Finally, we knew that... let's see, EA was going to announce some games for the Wii U, and they came out last week, and they showed off video footage of FIFA 13 for the Wii U, and not so much for Madden, but they did announce Madden 13 for the Wii U. They showed like a little video of some of the cool stuff you can do with the gamepad, and you know, you can draw your own plays, and you know, just all of this stuff you would imagine you would be able to do having a gamepad with a touchscreen on it playing Madden. They just showed off a video of some of the cool stuff you can do with a gamepad. No gameplay. But that was cool to finally see what they were going to unveil for the Wii U. And they might possibly have some more games coming. It's killing a lot of people right now because Nintendo is being so quiet. And a lot of third-party developers, they haven't been able to talk about some of the stuff they've been working on for the Wii U. So any bit of Wii U news I can get and people can get, they're you know, excited about it. Let's see, there's some more stuff for Wii U news. I sent you some stuff like a week ago, but obviously it didn't make it. We didn't end up doing the podcast that week. But let's see. So some of the stuff with FIFA, they're going to... it's supposed to be an enhanced version for us graphically. It's supposed to be a little bit more enhanced than PS3 360 version. Then we got... you remember a game called Toki Tori? Does it sound familiar?
Yes, I have it on Steam.
Okay, there you go. So, Toki Tori 2 is coming out. I'm not sure. I think it's just coming out for Wii U and for PC. But the developers just showed off one of the first trailers for the Wii U version of Toki Tori 2. And, they had some good things to say about the Wii U, saying, though, it can handle 1080p really easy and stuff like that. Nintendo has confirmed that they're going to launch the Wii U in black and white. That was another thing that people didn't know. They were showing off two colors, and they was like, well, is the black color going to be available at launch? So they did confirm that they're going to launch with both colors, the black and the white Wii U. So it's just a lot of just little stuff. Like I said, it's just a lot of Wii U news. I'm the type of person I get on everything Wii U, so that's the next big thing for me is buying the Wii U. So, and we have a lot of rumors. So, if we're gonna start a rumor section and look into that, I can go over some of the rumors that
that's going on right now with the Wii U. But
all right, well, let's go ahead and explain this rumor section now. So we want to start. It was Tron's idea for us to start a new segment in the podcast, which I guess is the rumor mill, basically the gaming rumor mill, and basically what it entails from what Tron told me is every week we're all going to kind of collect whatever juicy gossip we hear, and we're going to give you the rumors or whatever. But we really should stress that it is strictly rumors. They are rumors.
It could happen, it couldn't happen, but
yeah,
just rumors.
It may or may not happen. Yeah, so don't assume that just because you hear it, it's going to actually happen. You can't trust everything you hear on the internet.
Yes, that is correct.
But this way we can all kind of talk about and, discuss the latest rumors and see what we think is going to happen or if we believe the rumors or whatever. So, Tron, I believe Tron's the only one who actually has any rumors this week.
Yes.
So if you'd like to go ahead and
this
start
is big.
Us off.
In my opinion, this is a big rumor, like, if you really look at the concept and, like, what could really happen if this was true. So I don't have it. I mean, obviously you can go to the internet and look it up. It's right there. If you Google, you can see it. But if you was to go and Google the rumored specs for the PS4 and the rumored specs for the Xbox 720 or, you know, whatever the newest Xbox is.
Yeah.
If you look at them, they're very similar. They are very, very similar, the specs for them. Like, not so much the specs, but the architecture. They're supposed to be using the same type of CPU, pretty much the same type of GPU.
Yeah.
Now, the rumor is that Microsoft and Sony has come together, and they are trying to combine, not so much combine their hardware, but they're trying to make their hardware on a similar playing field for developers to exclude Nintendo. They want to try to exclude Nintendo, make it harder for developers so if they're saying, okay, we want to make a game, wow, we can make it on PS4 and Xbox 720. Their hardware is so similar to be easy to make the game, collaborate and make the game, but if we were to try to port it or make it on the Wii U, it's going to be a lot harder because their hardware is so much different. The architecture is different. So it may not seem like a big rumor, but in my opinion, if this is true, it's very significant that they would come together to try to make it harder for developers to make game for the Wii U so Nintendo could kind of get left out to a certain extent. Like, developers will say, man, I don't want to even make a game for the Wii U because that means I'm going to have to spend more money, make, you know, more manpower, more people to make it because they have to find out how the Wii U works, how can we port this game from these two systems, the 720 and the PS4, which are so similar to the Wii U. I just think it's a significant rumor. Obviously, it's a rumor. Don't know if it's true, but if it was to be true, man, it would be, like, significant. I don't think anything like that has ever happened in gaming, like, ever.
Yeah, that's a big thing right there. Trying to... Yeah, they're being bullies.
Yeah, bullies.
They're like, being big bullies.
Yeah. And I just, like, man, if that was to be true, it would be, like, amazing, like, that they would do something like that. I could see Sony doing it, but I don't know about Microsoft.
Yeah, Microsoft normally doesn't, you know, they normally go the higher road when it comes to things like that.
Yeah.
You know? But you have any other juicy news for us? Any juicy gossip?
Yeah. It's just a lot of stuff, a lot of spec stuff. I guess there was a developer for Darksiders 2, by THQ, Vigil Games, that making a Darksiders 2 game. And he got fired. I don't know why he got fired, but somehow he got fired. And he went off on this rant, like, this THQ is the worst company in the gaming industry to work for. And he said some things about the Wii U, like, he hates the Wii U, and it's the worst console ever, and he basically said it's a $400 Xbox 360, basically is what he said. Like, and what else he said? He was just saying that, you know, it sucks and the games on it suck. Now, he said all of this, and then he goes on to say, yeah, I never developed for the Wii U, and I've never played it, but it's the worst game console ever. So, I don't know. I just thought it was kind of funny, and a lot of people thought it was hilarious that, you know, this guy goes off on this rant.
Throwing a little tantrum.
Yeah, he threw a tantrum because he got fired. So, I don't know. It's funny.
Sounds a little butthurt there.
Yeah.
All right. So, we have another person that we're adding into the podcast. And let me add him in real quick. See if he answers. As a last-minute replacement for Mitch, we have our good friend Esper. Say hello.
Hello, hello there, everybody.
There he goes. So, Esper, we just got through what we covered so far. We just covered some rumors, people throwing tantrums because they're fired. And we also covered whatever games we've played so far over the last, like, recently. So, if you want, you can go ahead and, I don't know, you can say a little about yourself and talk about whatever games you're playing recently. If you have anything you want to recommend to anyone, this is the time to do it.
Okay, well, I've been playing games for mostly my entire life. And I still try to sneak them in when I have free time with college and work and whatnot going on. As far as recently, I've been addicted to Skyrim, still. I still sneak on World of Warcraft once in a while. And I've been playing some Kingdoms of Amalur. Tomorrow I'll be purchasing Darksiders 2, and I'm downloading Final Fantasy 7 again, as we speak.
Oh, yeah, they did re-release that, didn't mm-hmm. they?
It's $9 on the website. I couldn't pass it up for $10.
Yeah. I have my, I still have my black copy for PlayStation. So none of that nice. Greatest hits nonsense with the green on it and everything. Now I have a black copy of 7, 8, and 9.
I've nice. Never played Final Fantasy, but from the rumors from what I've heard, that's like pretty much the best one in the series. Is that what people think?
There are a lot of fanboys for Final Fantasy 7. I personally like 7 the best. Out of all of them, I'd say 8 would be a second, and 9 would be a third. 6 would probably be fourth, because I do love 6 as well. But 7, I don't know, 7 was my first Final Fantasy as well, but I do really, really enjoy the storyline with it, you know, and I've just, over the years, you know, you just grow so fond of the characters and stuff, going back and replaying it and stuff, and it's very nostalgic, and that might be one of the reasons why a lot of people did think it was like, you know, like it was their favorite, because that was the first one that was really, really popular.
And I think that has a lot to do with the fact that it was, if I recall correctly, it was the first Final Fantasy to move on to PlayStation.
Yes, it was.
From Nintendo. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so I think that opened it up to an entirely new realm of people, not necessarily more, but a bunch of new people. And it came out, when did it come out? In the early 1990s, something like that? 96, 7?
It was like 96, 97. Mid-90s.
Something like that. And I think it came out at a great time because it was coming out at an age where the people who were born in the early 90s just, you know, PlayStation was huge then, and they were just to the point where they could really play a game like that and comprehend it.
97.
Yeah. I think it just came out at the right time for the right people on the right, platform, and it just nailed it.
Yeah.
Not to say that it's overhyped or anything, but it just nailed the timing.
It did, yeah. It was just, you know, it was great time. And on top of it, you have the, you know, everyone's all excited about the graphics and the cutscenes and everything, and mm-hmm. you know, everything. I mean, it hasn't really aged that well, but
no.
The storyline's still solid, and you know, it's an excellent game. It provides hours and hours of entertainment. It has plenty of good replay value, and you know, it's just a great game overall. So mm-hmm. Anyway, so anything else you've been playing? And I know you've been playing a lot of Skyrim and all that kind
of
stuff.
A lot of Skyrim,
and
a lot of Minecraft. yeah, I just talking about people getting fired. I just got my new job just a week or so ago, so I'm just starting to finally get money again that I can invest in new games. So tomorrow I'm starting with Darksiders 2, and the sky's the limit from there.
Cool. Oh, cool beans.
That was exceedingly loud.
That was very loud. All right. So, anyway, Tron, did you have any more Nintendo news going on?
Oh, man, it's just so much Wii U stuff, and just most of it, like I said, it's just the way things are right now, for whatever reason, Nintendo is just being quiet, hush-hush on the Wii U. I want to say it's more so because they don't want to take any attention away from the three, you know, New Super Mario Brothers 2 and the 3DS XL launching on Sunday. So I kind of think they want to let that happen first. Don't take any attention away from that. So I'm thinking either late this month or sometime early September, they're going to do their next Nintendo Direct, and there's going to be the Wii U where they're, you know, announce the launch date, launch price, you know, more games, all of that stuff is going to come. So a lot of stuff right now is just people grasping on to whatever Wii U news they can get, you know, because Nintendo's being so quiet right now. But I just think Zombie U, there's been a lot of previews and things for Zombie U, and it just looks like a really cool game that's really going to be totally different from the majority of the, you know, the zombie type games out, you know, the Left 4 Deads and,
yeah. Hey, hey.
And all of those types.
Left 4 Dead's awesome.
I really like Left 4 Dead. I played both of them. I really like it, but some of the things.
It's a different kind of zombie game. It's not like all the other ones. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like with Walking Dead. It's like, yeah, it's a zombie game, but it's not, you know, a cookie cutter zombie game. It's not like the same premise as everything else.
Yeah, really different.
Yeah.
Really different stuff that you go ahead. Yep.
Sorry. Tron, I got a gamer question for you. More like a little bit of a quiz. Do you know why Nintendo does major releases on Sundays?
Do I know why?
Yes.
I don't. I know I know that they do, but I never know why.
It's a Japanese thing. It's actually from like Dragon Quest and games like that coming out in Japan. They actually made it illegal in Japan for them to come out with certain games during the week because so many people would call out of work about them just to play the game. They actually made it illegal in Japan for certain games to come out on weekdays. So that's why Nintendo does their releases on Sunday.
That's amazing.
Why not Friday?
I don't know.
They still work on Friday.
Well, yeah, but then you get home and you play it after. Because then if they release it on Sunday, then I want to take Monday off and every day of the week.
I guess that's what they decided to do. I don't know, but that's your gaming trivia for the week. That's
there you
why
go.
They,
that's it. It's your standard political answer to something that they release it on Sunday. That'll solve all our problems.
I like it.
Of course. Well, speaking of how we were talking before about zombie games, no sign of Walking Dead Episode 3 yet, but there has been another, I think, statement, I guess, from Telltale saying that, you know, they apologize to people who thought that when they said middle of August, it meant August 15th. I guess people were taking it a little too literal, but they said it is coming soon. So I'm hoping we'll end up seeing it within the next week or so. Most likely it'll be something that's, I mean, it'll just kind of be out, because the last episode, it was the same deal. It was just kind of, bam, hey, look, here's the next episode. Mm-hmm. And if, you know, unless you already bought it, bought the pack on, you know, on Steam or whatever, and you wouldn't have known otherwise, because it's just there. Or I guess you could have seen it, people announce it or whatever, but they don't really give much of a heads up as far as, you know, hey, look out for it on this date, which is fine. It gives them time to develop it, because they are making the game as they go along, and they're tailoring it. They're changing it and they're tailoring it to fit the people who are playing. So they actually collect all the stats and stuff. In fact, they did post another stats trailer from like who made what decisions in episode 2, And they put together a similar trailer for the first one as well. So saying like how many people, and this isn't really spoiling anything. This is just something from the beginning. Who cut off the dude's leg at the beginning or left them there to die? And they did like a percentage, and whichever percentage got more, that's the clip they'd show. And that's kind of how the whole thing went. So whatever percentage people did more of, that's the clip they'd show, which was kind of cool. And I mean, it also means that if you chose what most people chose, you didn't get to see any new cutscenes. But still, I was a little surprised. It was a couple decisions I made that kind of sounded like it was something that, you know, people would make in general. It sounded like the right decision that most people would make. And it turns out I was completely wrong, and everyone else did the other thing, and it was just...
What does that say about you?
Yeah. That I'm considerate of other people's property, even in a zombie apocalypse.
No, hey, don't break into that house.
So. Now, this game, it's going to be released on... It's on PC already, right? No?
It's on PC, it's on Xbox, and it's on PlayStation.
Okay, but from what I've heard, it's supposed to have an iPad version also, right?
I believe it's on iOS already. Hold on. I know the iOS one in the past has taken longer to come out, but I think they're going to try and release them all at the same time this time.
Do you have it on PC, or you're playing it on a console?
I'm playing it on PC.
Does it have the standard controls, or do you have to play with a keyboard?
You play with the keyboard, but it's a point and click.
Okay.
So, I mean, I could see how that would translate very well to something like an iPad or whatever, but I don't know if they're actually going to come out with it, like, you know, on iPad or whatever. I know they're going to come out with it on iOS. If they haven't already, they are coming out with it on iOS.
Oh, okay.
And, let's see, hold on. Yeah, it is. It is on, it's on, Mac OS or whatever.
Okay.
And the next one, the next one doesn't have a release date yet, like I thought. But the first one was released April 24th. The second one was released June 27th. There are still three more episodes, which should be released by the end of the year. So, and then they're going to, of course, release all of them, or they'll have all of them to download at the same time. So you could have some people who just feel like they're just going to wait until the next thing or whatever. I forgot about that. Telltale did announce on July 6th that a second season is going to be following these first five episodes. So I'm assuming they'll do this something similar next year, and they'll have release it one episode at a time, which, you know, it's fun. It keeps you engaged, and it keeps the public eye on Telltale as well. It gives them constant exposure throughout the year. So it's almost like doing like downloadable content, but I don't know, I kind of like how they're doing this, because you can buy it in parts, and instead of having to buy the game full, or I guess on PC you have to buy it full price, but on PSN and Xbox Live you can buy it in parts, so you're only paying a little bit at a time for the game instead of shelling out a whole $25 all in one go. But
that is one thing I will say that's good about Xbox Live and PlayStation Network for stuff like that, is they can give you pieces of a game.
Yeah, that's always nice. Like, I think I did that with Fable 2. Because it was my little brother's copy that I was playing before, and then he moved away. And then I'm like, oh, I really want to play Fable 2. And I think they had the first part for free. There was like five parts. The first part was free, and the others you had to buy. But it was I think it was $5 or $10, something like that, a thing. So, but it was still fairly new at the time too. Anyways,
hey, question.
What's up?
Have you guys, anyone of you guys, ever played Trine or Trine 2?
No, I've heard of it though.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't played it either, but I've heard of it.
Okay, just wanted to know, because I've been looking at it recently. I guess they got some DLC coming out for it, and I didn't know if you guys have had a chance to play it yet. So it looks pretty good, though. Like, it looks different.
Cool beans, we'll have to look into that.
Yeah.
I can't believe I forgot about this, because we've already talked about Minecraft a little bit. We have not done a podcast, I don't think, since the newest patch has come out, the newest update has come out for Minecraft. And I'm not talking about the one that came out today. Although I guess that you can kind of lump that in. So, Minecraft people, listen up. Of course, but you guys know by now, we have now got Minecraft 1.3.2 is the one we're on now. But the patch that came out before that I was talking about, of course, is 1.3.1. Which that's the one where they added all the new stuff into. 1.3.2 was just to add, or was just to fix a lot of the bugs, because the last update was such a large update and added so many things.
And broke Craft Bucket for two.
We've been feeling the shockwave of that real hard.
Oh, I know. So those of you who don't know, Brian and Esper, I play on, we all play on the same server, it's Brian's server. And, so we've been going through the hurt of this now. It's been hard. It's cool though, all the new stuff, but it's been hard not having certain mods work and having Craft Bucket freaking out, and Zombies mod doesn't work the same anymore. That's the fly mod. It's so much better than creative mode flying. It really is.
It doesn't seem to work at all.
Yeah, well, that's because of the new update. You have to wait till they update Zombies mod.
Hopefully they fixed the slamming you into the ground bug.
Yeah, that was the new bug that's apparently it's only because of Bucket. It doesn't, Zombies mod doesn't work well with Bucket, with the new updates and everything. So instead of having you fly, gracefully across the sky, it will slam you down into the ground. Like, if you fly all the way up to the top of the map and you just sit there, you don't press anything, you don't do anything, it will teleport you down chunks at a time until you hit the ground and you have nothing else that, you can't go through anything else. So it's a bit of a pain.
Very annoying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so as far as the new updates go, if you haven't been able to check those out yet, go check it out. I'll kind of give you a quick run through of some of the cool things they did add. And there's a lightning bug in my house. Hello, little lightning bug. He's flying around my monitor. I don't know how he got in here.
through lightning magic.
Lightning, through smiting. On the
Thankfully,
server.
My smite mod has been working, so I've been able to still enjoy smiting.
Yeah, he goes
over and over again.
He goes through and he'll smite people and he'll strike them down with lightning. It's pretty funny. Unless he smites you and it kills you and burns up all your stuff.
That's funny. Only happened a couple of times.
That's not funny. anyway, as far as the new stuff they added, they added so many big things. I can't even say, this is the big thing. No, because it's all pretty important. They've added LAN. So you can play, you can enable LAN on your single player world. And you can play with, a sibling in your house or whatever. Or you can have a good old fashioned LAN party. I haven't had a LAN party in a long time. But anyway, you have a good old-fashioned LAN party. You don't have to try and start your own server or do a Hamachi or try and pay something to host your server or whatever. No, you can open it up to LAN. And, you still can't do it online. They have to be using your internet and be in your house. But still, it's a way to do multiplayer that's a little bit easier. Let's see, they added a cheats option in single player. So you can use cheat commands without having to install mods. It's now in vanilla Minecraft. They've added a bonus chest, which when you start a new world, you can select an option to give you a bonus chest, and it starts you off with, I don't know exactly what it starts you off with. I'm assuming a crafting table and probably a pickaxe.
Kind of like some just basic starter stuff.
I'm assuming it's similar to Terraria, where they start you off with basic tools. They added adventure mode, but I don't think you can access it unless you you enable it with cheats. Whatever. I don't think they have an actual option yet for it where you can
click
adventure
mode. Unless you're a server
mode.
Admin.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah, you can't do that. They have trading with villagers, and for trading, they also added emeralds. And you can also, of course, craft emerald blocks with that. And you can find emeralds in the world. They're very rare, but
very,
you can find...
Very, rarely.
Yeah, they're very... And that was Jeb. He got mad at people because he had them in at first. And then he took them out. And then everyone was, super angry at him and was, complaining and whining at him to put them back in. So he's fine. He's fine. I want to put them back in, but I'm going to make them exceedingly rare. Good luck finding them. so which I think is pretty fun. They added cocoa beans to jungles, so cocoa beans now grow on jungle trees. That way, you don't
and
have
we
to
found
try
some
find
the
them.
Other day.
Yeah, yeah. They have the Ender Chest, which is awesome. It's like a backpack. And it's especially useful on servers because, I mean, it's one chest that everyone can kind of use. And basically how it works, you create an Ender Chest with, of course, Eye of Ender, Obsidian, and a chest. Possibly something else. I don't remember. Anyway,
it's actually just Obsidian and Eye of Ender.
Really? I thought you had to have a chest, too.
Yeah, you put... You put the Eye of Ender in the middle and then put the Obsidian around it and it makes the makes the Ender Chest.
Well, there you go. But so you create those and I think to remove them without destroying it, you have to use a pickaxe with silk touch, which kind of sucks, but still, I mean, that's just how it is. But anyway, so an Ender Chest, you plop it down, you put stuff in it and you break it and your stuff doesn't like explode everywhere like it would on a normal chest. It stays in there. So say you put everything in an Ender Chest and you leave it there. You go and build an Ender Chest. Oh. We had a problem with the call. Who's...
You there?
We lost... Who'd we lose? We lost Brian.
Oh.
Okay. Well, I'll continue on. Hopefully we'll get him back. Anyway, so you make the Ender Chest. You go and you plop it down. You go across the world. You make another Ender Chest, and you open it up, and it's your same crap from the other one. So, it's like a memory card. It's pretty cool. But if your friend were to open that Ender Chest, at least on a server, from what I think this is how it works, right? If someone else opens the Ender Chest, it should be empty for them, unless they put stuff in there.
Yeah, it's per character.
So, it's also a good way for security as well. Let's see, moving on, what else do we have? Tripwires, which is also another huge thing, which I can't wait to play some adventure maps with tripwires. And tripwires are exactly like how they sound. You have the tripwire hooks, and then you just lay some string in between them on the blocks, and you can actually, I think you can put them in the air, too. You put up blocks down and you put the string on top and you break the blocks underneath and the string should stay in place if they're connected to the trip wires. Let's try and call back Brian because it looks like he's online again. Add this call. And there he is. Hello, welcome back.
Thank you. Apparently my cat unplugged my Ethernet cord.
Lovely.
Excellent.
All right. Well, we were just, still going through the updates. I just covered trip wires. What else is here? They revamped creative mode. So it's all organized. There's instead of just it all being in one thing, you have different menus you can go and click on. And they also have a search category as well. So if you need to find something, you go into the search and you just type it in and it'll pop up. Which is pretty cool.
And it's pretty amazing, but I couldn't find anything for like the first 3 days.
They have, you get enchanting, or you get experience from mining ores and smelting and cooking food. They have books you can write in now. Let's see. I lost my place. Oh, and they decreased the max enchant level. You can't enchant to 50 anymore. They've brought it down to 30. But with how easy it is to get in, experience, I've got all of my stuff enchanted. And, I mean, it's all got, like, awesome enchants. I've got multiple pickaxes with different enchantments on them, and it was no problem to try and get those. So it's made those things a lot easier, and it's a lot more fun now, I think, because you don't have to try and work your butt off to try and get a pickaxe with a decent enchant.
Yeah, I mean, everything that you mine now gives you experience once you smelt it or use it, or even cooking food gives you experience now. So
let's see. They added temples to jungles and deserts. They have jungle temples and desert temples. There are surprises inside that if you don't know what it is, go check it out. I'm not going to spoil it. It is kind of hard to find them, so if you don't feel like trying to start a new world and look for one, you can find seeds online. They'll just, go into Google, type in you know, seed for Jungle Temple or Desert Temple or whatever.
But the Jungle MinecraftSeeds.net, I think, is a pretty good site for that.
There you go. But Jungle Temples and Desert Temples, they're both different, and they're both designed differently. They both have different stuff in them, so go check them out. That's pretty cool, too. There's a whole bunch of other stuff on there, too. Let's see, you can place logs differently, I think.
Which is really annoying.
Bad.
Hill biomes are taller. Wooden half blocks now act as wood, so you actually use an axe to remove them instead of a pickaxe, which is a little weird.
They've only needed to fix that for about, you know, a year and a
since
half.
Since the game launched.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they add in the end, removed Herobrine.
Well, you know.
They put that at the end of every update when they
they put it at the big at the end of every big
yeah
update.
Every big update yeah they did it in 1.2 as well, 1.0, 1.8, yeah, anyway, so the update they did today was 1.3.2, which that was mostly just bug fixes, and they also added sideways logs in trees. So if you want the full thing, because a lot of it, the rest of it is either smaller things or, other little details or whatever, you can go on Mojang's website and check it out for yourself, or just, launch your Minecraft launcher and it should be there. If any of you, for some reason, haven't played Minecraft and already have it, since the update came out.
And make sure if you use a texture pack to update your texture pack, because yes, my fire was broken.
Update your update your MC patcher.
Yes, that.
So, and yeah, so all, because all your mods are broken. Once you convert, all your mods are broken. Or once you update, all your mods are broken. So you'll have to try and update all that kind of stuff. Which, since the new update just came out, it might be a couple days. Though MC Patcher normally stays on top of it, because I was able to upgrade mine like the second day it was out or whatever with MC Patcher. But anyway, so do we have any other news we'd like to touch on? Anything else that's come out?
I have some gaming hardware news. Oh, sorry, go ahead, Tron.
No, you're good. Go ahead.
I have some gaming hardware news that I'm excited about. They have announced that they are coming out with, I don't know if anyone here is familiar with the Razer Switchblade, the gaming laptop that they came out with.
Mm-hmm.
They have announced that they are doing a keyboard for desktop computers that is going to be based off of that keyboard. It's called the Deathstalker. You can go to razerzone.com/deathstalker and see more about it. But they have a basic version, which is like $80, and then they have a full version that is $250, but it has the touchscreen on the side and all of that, and it's pretty amazing looking keyboard, and the even better news about it is I think my wife wants us both to get one.
Well, that's good news.
That is good.
I don't think we'll be able to get the 250 one, but I can dream anyway.
Yeah, that's good news.
All right, so, Tron, what were you going to say?
No, I know you guys was talking about Minecraft. I sent you something a couple of weeks ago, maybe like a week ago. The creator of Minecraft, he said that, he said he was very lucky with Minecraft, and like people shouldn't expect,
yeah,
his next game to be, you know, to be anything special. Like, you know, it's possible, but for the most part, he got really lucky with Minecraft, and yeah, you know, people think that you could just get rich off of these indie games, and he's basically saying no, it's a lot of luck that's, you know, goes with it.
There's been an indie game boom since Minecraft came out, and I think Minecraft does have a lot to do with that, because people saw how that caught on, and everyone's trying to also catch on with that. But, I mean, that's awesome, because it gives people, you know, more fun stuff to play. It's going back to kind of the roots of gaming, instead of just, like, I mean, the gaming market was starting to get a little saturated with all the same stuff. It was all about graphics. It was all about who could have the coolest graphics, who could have the coolest first-person shooter, who could have the coolest this, who could have the coolest that. And they lost sight except for maybe Nintendo, but Microsoft and Sony and other developers and stuff, they kind of lost sight of what gaming was supposed to be about. And I love indie games. Mm-hmm. And a lot of, I mean, it's been proven just from how well indie games are doing right now. You know, lots of other people love indie games too. And it's just, they're always something fun. They're cheap. You can just kind of pick up and play them. And some of them, I mean, most of them aren't extremely long, but some of them, I mean, they all at least have some sort of replay value. And some actually are a nice length of time. They have a nice amount of gameplay in it. So, you know, I think Minecraft has done some great stuff. Even if you don't like Minecraft personally, people should still give it props because...
Yeah, it's done a lot for the gaming industry at this point because it was definitely getting sour.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really has. And you mentioned the price. That's a big one, too. You look at Minecraft. Do you want to pay $20 for Minecraft or $60 for a game?
Well, I think it's $25 for Minecraft, actually.
$25? Well, I'm looking at Steam prices on indie games. I'm seeing $4.99, $9.99, $19.99. I'm not a single $60 in this entire thing, you know? And that's a big thing right now. Money's tight all around.
Yeah, I think that's next generation. They're really looking into that and free-to-play and, you know, I don't think every game is going to be a $60 game. Like, some games shouldn't be $60. Like, that's just the way it is. Like,
no,
like if a game's based off of a movie,
that's what the gaming industry had gotten itself into, though. Unless it came out for a handheld system, any new game was going to be $50 or $60 brand new. Any new game.
Here's another good little quiz for you, and I know we're kind of short on time, so I won't make this one very long. Do you know why they started pricing them $60 instead of $50?
Why?
I'm not sure. I thought it was just because of their increased hardware and trying to make money. I don't know. It costs more to develop, I'm assuming, like high def from standard definition. That was
mine. I think they're just greedy.
Did you guys buy any of the... For PlayStation 2 and regular Xbox and GameCube, did you buy any of the collector's editions for any of those systems? Like there were extra $10, give you a little bit of extra content, stuff like that.
I guess maybe not for the older ones. I know I got the Halo 3 one. I have the Fable 3 one. Not for old ones, no.
They actually did, those collector's editions were actually market research to see if people would pay an extra $10 for a small amount of extra content in a game. And people bought it, and that's why the games are now $60 on consoles, because they're like, hey, these consoles do so much more than than the previous consoles, so... you know, why not make them more expensive and charge?
I was just saying it's just because they're greedy. And that's why.
Yeah, pretty much
selling them for more.
Excellent.
But
and here I thought they had a legitimate excuse.
I thought it was because obviously you look at like just take a game like Grand Theft Auto 4. They spent $100 million making that game, like to make it. You know, building up an engine, making it, and I would assume marketing goes a little bit in there also. So I always thought it was just because of that, because of just the scale of the games now, and it takes more to make them and market them, that's why they increased the price, so I guess not.
Nope, it was all a market research study. Everybody who bought collector's editions on PS2 and GameCube and Xbox kind of...
You know, I had a collector's edition of God of War 2. So I do have that one, but yeah.
Good job, Linda. You ruined it for all
of us. I didn't buy it though. My friend bought it for me.
Just goes to show: give someone a little bit of rope, and they'll hang you with it.
Exactly. Yep. But anyway, so Esper, I believe you have some World of Warcraft news.
Yeah, a little bit. Nothing huge, but basically, where we're at right now is for people who are playing World of Warcraft, I figure I'd just speak this out because a lot of people have cut back on their WoW time. I know personally I haven't touched the game for more than 10 minutes at a time in probably 5 or 6 weeks because I beat Dragonsoul and there's nothing else to do. So basically where we're at right now is Mists of Pandaria is about a little over a month away. It comes out September 25th. the cinematic for Mists of Pandaria was released today. And I personally think it's pretty sweet. You know, there's not much to really say about it. There's, you know, it doesn't show anything really spectacular. It's a neat fight scene. There's some cool, you know, they really flex their cinematic prowess there, but there's not a lot of, you know, content to display. Yeah. But what makes it newsworthy is that they also released that in patch 5.0.4, all of the races that have been previously locked to other expansions, the Draenei, the Blood Elves, the Worgen, Goblins, and the Pandaren, are going to be playable by anybody, whether they have those expansions or not.
Which is a pretty big deal.
That's cool.
That's a very big deal.
Yeah.
Other than that, in 2 weeks, on Tuesday, what is that, the 28th, I believe, the pre-Mists of Pandaria patch will hit the live servers, which will give you your account-wide mounts and account-wide achievements, your new talent system, and the new glyphs.
And it's on the PTR right now. People are talking about it.
It's on the PTR right now. Yeah, and the problem with the current PTR system they've got is if you have a beta invite, you cannot log into the PTR on that account. So I haven't touched the PTR, and I don't know anyone that has. I haven't bothered to look it up because I kind of like that it's going to be a surprise to me, because for such a long time I followed everything Blizzard does so closely. You know, it's rare that I don't get in to see something.
Yeah.
So I'm interested to see what it'll actually be, but, you know, it's one of those things where expect that Tuesday if you're expecting to log on at, you know, 8 o'clock in the morning and play a while for 10 or 15 minutes before you go to work. No.
Well, and that's when you go and you hop on Guild Wars 2, because that's coming out this week, or that week, too.
Oh, is it?
Guild Wars 2, and I think people who did the beta or pre-ordered or something, I don't know, whoever, I think it's beta
they
people.
Is it two days?
I think it's 2 days, before.
Yeah.
So I could do it if I really wanted to, because I played on the beta. But I don't know, I haven't, I don't know.
See, where I am with that was I'd applied to betas for that, and I was really hoping that they would do an open beta, but I hadn't seen that they did. And if they did, it snuck under my radar. So I haven't actually gotten to touch the game. And it's at that point where people are starting to say, like, oh, yeah, the stuff they promised isn't quite what they promised. It's just like this and just like that. Yeah. So with it being so close to WoW and a game that I have played for a long time, I'm going to put my money on Mists of Pandaria before Guild Wars.
Yeah, well,
I'll buy Guild Wars later.
I got into the last beta weekend, and that's because MinecraftForums.net was giving out like 10,000 beta keys or something like that.
Oh, nice!
And
nice.
I was one of the like first people to see the post, so I went and signed up and everything, and I was able to do the last weekend thing. I think I played for about 2 hours that whole weekend, and which isn't very long for something like that. But yes, I got into it enough to kind of get through the first bit and kind of get a feel for it, whether or not I was ready to jump back into an MMO or not. Cause I haven't played an MMO since, WoW back in like 2007 or something like that. It's been a while, and I played WoW, quite a bit for about 3 or 4 months before I just kind of dropped it and found other stuff out to play. But
I sold my soul to WoW.
Yeah, we know your WoW issues. the only thing the only MMO that I'm really looking into playing right now is PSO2. I cannot wait for that to come out in America. I do have a couple friends of mine who play on the Japanese servers, and they're all like, you know,
so do I. And he's been raving about it for days and days.
Yeah, my friend's the exact same way. He's posting screenshots and all this kind of stuff. And
that was a game that I thought just fell completely out of, like, the minds of everybody. Like, it's when somebody tells me they've heard of .hack, I get all fidgety, because it's like, oh my god, nobody knows that. Me and my friends played PSO online, which was, you know, stupid, because we never played it online once, because it was on the GameCube.
I played it on Dreamcast.
Oh, Dreamcast? Mm-hmm. Wow, you're going way back. Yeah, mm-hmm. We played with 4 controllers, and we would just go and we'd hang out at each other's houses for hours and hours and just play and play and play. And I didn't realize it at the time until I bought Diablo 3 that I'd been playing a dungeon crawler the entire time.
Yeah, PSO. See, you played the newer version. I still have my original one, because they had multiple versions out. They had let's see, they had PSO version 1, they had PSO version 2, both for Dreamcast. Then they had PSO episode 2, which had episode 1 and 2 on it. That came out for Xbox and GameCube and PC, I believe. And then they also had Blue Burst in there too, which was for PC. That one never really caught on as much. Mm-hmm. Then, of course, they had Phantasy Star Universe, and they had some other ones. But seriously, I mean, I enjoyed Episode 2. I played on Xbox, and I played online with that. That was one of the, like, two or maybe three games I would play on the Xbox, the original Xbox, online. I played that one and Halo 1 a lot of the times online. And, I mean, good times were had, especially since... with Dreamcast version, all I had was a keyboard, but I still have my keyboard for Dreamcast. I still have my Codebreaker and everything, and I can actually get on the unofficial servers if I want to. But it's mostly like people who speak like Portuguese or something like that. Mm-hmm. there's not a whole lot of English speaking people on anymore. But anyway, and then, Xbox version and GameCube version come around, and you can play online, and you have voice chat, which is pretty awesome, because then you know exactly who you're playing with, unless they use one of the disguiser things. But I would love the reactions I'd get from guys who I'd say something. I'm like, oh, crap, it's an actual girl. Because, of course, you have the normal things where guys like to play as girl characters.
Yeah.
And then they're never quite sure. The other guys see them and they're like, oh, is that an actual girl playing? Or is that a dude? I'm not sure.
somebody had, I don't remember who said this, but somebody from our old guild, Brian. And he said, I asked him, it was Ron, I think. What? Never mind. I'm like, why do you play a female character? I'm like, why would, And he said, if I'm going to stare at a character's ass for as much as I stare at this character's ass, it might as well be a good one.
I think that's the same excuse I hear from other guys too. It's the exact same excuse I hear from them. And that tends to be the thing there.
Which was a better excuse than I was expecting.
Yeah. I'm like, well, I guess it's understandable. Whatever. Anyway, so since we're mostly just kind of talking now and it's getting a little late into the podcast, I think it's about time to say goodbye for this week. So I hope everyone enjoyed, and we'll go ahead and do our last pimps of the day, our pimping out of our self-whoring, whatever you want to say. Brian, go ahead and everyone kind of give your Twitter handle and, wherever else we can find you if you do anything on the internet. So, Brian, we'll start with you.
At AveSneaks is my Twitter. That's about all I've got because I use that for everything. If you play a game, look for Ave Sneaks. That's probably me.
Watch out for that burger.
Yeah.
Y'all go on his Twitter and look at his profile picture, and he'll know what we're talking about. Don't spoil it for them, Brian. This will make go to your Twitter. All right, so Tron, go ahead.
Twitter, hit me up on Twitter. 1208. Also, it's on shortandsweetreviews.com. If you go to the podcast page, has most of our info up there. You can hit us up and ask us questions or whatever you got.
Yes, I forgot about that. Yeah, so anyone who's listening now, if you have any questions you would like for us to answer, we would love to actually have enough questions to do a segment where we answer like fan questions and things like that. So, just send us some stuff, any of us. And, we'll answer them as best we can. Esper, would you like to go ahead and give out any of your contact information? I know you're a guest, but, you could possibly be joining us again later on in the future if you'd like to be, if you end up as a standby person again.
I got nothing.
You got nothing. You guys can't talk to him.
I don't got nothing at the moment.
Can't talk to him.
I don't Twitter. I don't nothing. So... if you need me, you're going to have to find me. I'm sociable.
I like it.
All right. And as far as myself goes, of course, I have my YouTube, which is SplendaMG, SplindaMG. And then, of course, I've actually started streaming on Twitch. So So far, I've only got Minecraft stuff going on in there, and you can watch myself, Esper, and Brian, and I think Drew, our friend Drew as well, is in one of them. As we build, we're building a replica of the Resident Evil mansion, and we're also building the Hive to go with it from the first game and the movie. So we're kind of doing a combo of the two. So I've been live streaming a bit of the builds from that, and there are also videos on my page, on my YouTube channel. If you want to go see those. And my Twitch handle is the same as everything else. My Twitter is the same as everything else, SplendaMG. That's with an I, not an E. And okay. Once again, we'd like to thank our host, shortandsweetreviews.com, for having us, us crazy people. And we hope you guys enjoyed, and we'll see you guys next time. Y'all want to say goodbye?
All right, guys. Have a good one.
Take it easy, y'all.
All right, we'll see y'all later.
I was home recently. My grandma had a birthday. She turned 98. Is anybody here 98? Everyone? 98, that's so old. I don't know if you've ever been to a 98-year-old birthday party, but it is off the hook. It's crazy, dude. We had a keg of milk. It was fucking loco. No, 98 years old. It's so funny. Like, I don't know what to say at a 98-year-old party. Like, I'm like, Grandma, how old are you? She's like, 98. I'm like, oh. And you have to say something. I'm like, you look like you're 90. You could totally be 90. If you had said 90, I'd have been like, yeah, all right. Just trying to make her feel better. It's cool having old people in your life, though. If you have old people in your life, spend some time with them. Because it's important. They like it. And you also feel great about yourself. It makes you, like, appreciate your life. You ever complain to a 90-year-old? Yeah, that's a tough thing to do. My grandma will call me up. She's like, hi, Nicholas. How was your day today? I'm like, oh, my day? Horrible. First of all, I wake up hungover. Then I think it's going to rain. Boo. Then I go to the video store. The movie I want is gone. I didn't even have it. I'm like, how was your day? She's like, well, I woke up again. And my heart hurts when I breathe. And another one of my friends died. It's like, what do I say to that? I'm like, I mean, I'm really hungover. I mean, I had like 2,000 wine coolers. I think I'm going to die. No, you can't. You can't complain to old people. Yeah, I can't wait to be old. A lot of people don't want to be old. But it's all what you do with it, you know? You can have fun with it. When you're old, you can say whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. People are always like, oh, they're old. It's okay. She's old. He's really old. You can get away with anything. I can't wait to be an old man, have some shitty kid be disrespectful to me. Can't wait. Some stupid kid. Hey, get out of the way, Gramps. What? Suck this dick, motherfucker. Suck this dick. Suck my dick, motherfucker. Step up. Step up. Step up. Step up. Can you imagine if an old man said that to you? Your head would explode. You would never be mean to an old person ever again. I want to pretend I'm crazy, too. You know how old people are, like, a little loopy? Just so I can get away with stuff, like mess with my family. Like, you know, if it's someone's birthday, I'll just crap in a box and wrap it up and give it to them. Just be like, happy birthday! Thank you, Grandpa. What is it? Oh, my God, it's poop! It's poop! And then be like, what? I thought it was a train set. And everyone's like, oh, sad. It's so sad. And then you just go into the bathroom and laugh. Yeah. It's a good life. You can give people poop and get away with it. Can't wait. I like hanging out with my grandma because she's physically, she's very weak. So it's cool hanging out with her, because so am I, for the most part. But, like, not when I hang out with her, I'm, like, amazing. Dude, hang out with old people. You don't even need to join a gym. Just have 90-year-old people around you all the time. You're literally a superhero. She can't fathom things I do. She'll be like, Nicholas! Nicholas! Can you help me with this gallon of milk right here? This gallon of milk. It's the heaviest thing I've ever seen in my life. I can't move it at all. This gallon of milk. Please help me. I'm like, what? You mean this gallon right here? Nicholas! You're the strongest boy in the world. I'm like, Grandma, you look tired. Why don't you sit down on the stool? Nicholas! You should fight crime. Oh, my Lord. She can't handle it. It's great. Yeah, I'm going to shoplift, too, when I'm old. Dude, I'm stealing everything. Everything. If I live to be 80, I'm stealing everything after that. You know what I mean? Like, I'm 80 years old. I've bought enough shit. Okay, it's time for some free action. Time for some free stuff. And I'm going to drive fast. I'm going to drive like a psychopath. Literally, everywhere. Can't wait. Old people everywhere drive so slow. So weird. You know, you get behind them, you're like, it's cool. Like, doesn't make sense if you think about it. You're like, come on. Like, you're dying. Time is running out. You've got to move. You've got to run those red lights. You got to get shit done. You know, floor it. Who cares if you get pulled over? You know, the cop's like, what do you think you're doing? I am dying. Look at me. Now let me go. I've got more shit to steal. You just peel out. You'd be like, I'm going to write you a ticket for being awesome. How does that sound? You know, you got all that money saved up. You could buy a fast car. Just drive it like a psychopath. You know, get like a Corvette or something. Drive it crazy. And then when you die, it's like, cool. You know, your friend's like, hey, I heard your grandma passed away. What happened? Pff, dude. She flipped her vet, man. Totally spilled it. They found all this stolen shit in her trunk. It was, like, weird. She had a box of poop wrapped, like a gift, with my name on it. Why? I don't want poop. Why would she give me poop? You know what's weird? You ever notice this when you're driving? And you look next to you, and there's, like, an old person driving next to you, but they're seriously, like, the oldest person you've ever seen in your life. But it's, like, horrifying. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like, you look over, and there's just some old guy, like, like, the wheel's up here. They have, like, those welding glasses on. Like, you know they have no idea where they're going. There's no way they do. Like, I'm lost. And they're just like, but you get that sinking feeling where you're like, dude, holy shit. Check out that guy. He's 1,000 years old. 1,000. Oh my God. And they just drive off. How do they get to their destination? I realize, though, old people are going to be so different in the future. Like, way different. Like, old people now are so sweet and nice. Never swear. My grandma never swears. I can't swear on my grandma, ever. Even if I say, like, oh, that sucks, my mom's like, shh, don't. That is not what we say around grandma. Okay? Those are not words that we use around her. All right? You know that. Buddy, you know that. Yes. You fucking know that. Mom. It's like I swear all the time, like I said, like my vocabulary is just terrible. I can't talk like that as a grandfather. That's weird. My grandson's gonna be like, Grandpa, where to go to the zoo? Do you wanna go to the zoo? Oh, what, the zoo? Oh, fuck that. I'm not fucking going to the zoo. What are you, gay? Mom, Grandpa called me Bobby gay again? Don't tell on me, bitch. Oh, party. Grandpa, you party too much. That's not appropriate. But, like, old people are going to listen to gangster rap in the future. Like, that's going to be weird. Like, that's going to happen. You're going to have elderly people listening to, like, full-on gangster rap. You know, because you listen to music from your generation. You know, that's how it works. My grandma now, she always plays her music. She gets all excited. She's like, I'm going to play some music, everyone. This was my favorite when I was your age. To see how long I could do that for. And I started laughing. No, but I'm saying, like, you know, then when I get older, I'm going to be like, I'm going to play some music, everyone. I remember this song. The bitch, oh. I love that song. Your grandmother was a hoe. Oh, yes. True that. It's crazy. You're going to have old people listening to, like, gangster rap in their cars. Like, rolling. You know, like, when you hear, like, that bass coming from, like, a block away? It's going to be some old guy. Like, they're already deaf, so it's going to be really loud. They'll just be able to crank it. Some kids will be driving along in the future, hear, like, some bass roll up. Like, what is that? What the fuck? Some low rider pulls up, the guy's like, ah! Oh my god, it's that old man. How's it going, old man? Suck this dick, motherfucker, and he drives away. Anyway, I gotta go, guys. Thanks for having me come to the show. You guys are fucking awesome. I love you. Have a great, safe night. You guys are the shit. Bye.